T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah. In all seriousness, we were talking about the NHL draft lottery, and you believe that there, you have a little theory on the lottery, the NHL, the NBA, and the big hubbub that goes on when it actually airs in
prime
time.
Now, help me out with this.
Yes.
Because this is not just a response to the Red Wings getting screwed again and again. By the way, the only team that gets screwed worse apparently is Vancouver. They always drop 2 or 3 spots as well. But
Vancouver
whatever.
Still has a team?
Yeah, believe it or not. They called the Canucks. Anyhow, stop it.
The conundrums. Okay.
Yeah. So I was on the little morning show where you got the Jamie, the Stoney, and the Heather Sparks,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I miss those guys. Yeah.
I was on this morning with the Wednesdays with Woji, mm-hmm. and those guys had been talking about the draft lotteries. And it just set me off. Nothing that they said, just in general. Because I have felt this for a long time. And when the Blackhawks, who finished with the 12th worst record, jump up to 3, they've won 3 Stanley Cups in the last 8 years. They get a pick in the top 3. Stupid.
Okay, but be fair. The Red Wings have also won, what, 4 Stanley Cups
in the last 22 years? Not in a long time. They should be allowed to get a top 3 pick to rebuild. But anywho, here's my point. The draft
lotteries. You sound
lotteries,
like Valeni. My point is,
the draft lotteries in the NHL and the NBA are outdated. They're relics from a different era. They were designed at the time because people were afraid when a couple of teams tried to tank, like, oh, we've got to stop this. This is the worst. So they instituted the draft lotteries. They've been tweaking them in the NBA and NHL. The only reason they were created was to curtail tanking.
Uh-huh.
Since they've been here, tanking has only become worse. You know what it is? It's like when doctors prescribe too many antibiotics, thinking this will cure you, this should cure, and then you develop a resistance to it, so you get even sicker the next time because you have a resistance to it. It is not working. Tanking is an epidemic in sports. The lottery actually encourages it. Get rid of both lotteries. Just do 1 through 12 or 14. And I know what people say, oh, that'll just encourage more teams to tank. No, it won't. If you're in the 12, you really think you could lose enough games to get all the way up to number 1 in the last 4 weeks or 3 weeks of the season? No.
Yeah, but teams would be trying as hard as humanly possible to make sure that they get as high as physically possible.
Okay, but if you're on the verge of making the playoffs or not, there's very little incentive not to make it then.
Well,
you would just be 13th instead of 14th.
So your argument is there shouldn't be draft lotteries at all? Or is it... Okay, so I thought the argument for you was there shouldn't be draft lottery shows.
I
do think that, okay, while you don't like it and it can shine a negative light on, you know, the league, and it does glorify losing, which it is what it is. I mean, you got to reward bad teams for... Because you want them to potentially be better and get back to winning. But I thought for a good portion of the night last night, a lot of the sporting world was focused on the NHL draft lottery. I mean, you do want, at the end of the day, these leagues do want pub. They do want people interested, right?
You're going to trade the integrity of a regular season for one fun night in April. No, that's stupid.
I'm not saying that, but you do want controversy. That's why, you know, we talked about the NFL and the rule change from the NFC Championship game. Yeah, sure. Roger Goodell probably hated that ref didn't throw that flag on the pass interference call. I'm still pissed off we missed out on Breeze Brady in the Super Bowl. But Goodell loves that people are talking about the NFL.
But
any reason to be talked about is a good thing, right?
No, right. But if tanking or lotteries are so great, then why has the most popular league in the world not done it? The NFL? And people have accused some teams of tanking in the NFL. Yet the NFL doesn't go right. Okay. All right. Sorry. Not sorry. We're going to do a lottery. Let's do a lottery. Oh, no. And they've changed the lottery rules quite literally almost every single year because they keep finding stupid holes in it.
Okay, but would you agree with this? In the NFL, getting one player can't change your entire fortune as a franchise.
Sure it can.
In 1 year. I totally disagree.
Quarterback, yes.
In the NBA, there are, it could be every other year, it could be every few years. There are times where if you get one guy, that can totally change the trajectory of your franchise.
Like every fourth year.
Luka Doncic with the Dallas Mavericks this past year. Jaren Jackson Jr., the fact that the Memphis Grizzlies were able to get there and steal him and have another bad year and get another first round pick. Trae Young has totally changed the outlook of the Atlanta Hawks.
Can impact them instantly. And they just had another year instantly with the worst record.
But you already have your foundational piece to build around, which is the whole idea of it.
Instantly means instantly winning. That's instantly.
No, because that's impossible.
Not in the NFL. It's
not going to happen. LeBron James is the exception to the rule. And what happened LeBron James first year with the Cavs?
Which is why you don't need a lottery. You don't.
But in those specific sports, one player can make a huge difference. And if you get that player, the guy who can be a superstar, has a chance to be a superstar, you start to build around that. That's what made the Mavericks more apt to trade for a guy like Porzingis.
So why should a team that has the 12th worst record in the league get the same shot at that player as the worst record in the league? Why should it?
The NHL is trying to curtail, you know, teams just simply.
Doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Does it?
No. No, it doesn't.
I think it gives a team that's close to making the playoffs an opportunity to go up to the top of the draft and get a ridiculous talent in Jack Hughes. Because, you know what? I would prefer rewarding teams that maybe are closer to the playoffs or closer to being
something. Oh, like the Pistons, you mean?
If that's how they wanted to do it, fine.
No. See, listen.
Yeah, look, Adam Silver, despite what we say about the Pistons, Adam Silver loves what the Pistons are doing because they're not just tanking. They're trying to, quote unquote, go for it. Now, we know it's flawed. We know it's stupid. At the same time, I would understand if a league like the NBA said, hey, the teams that just missed the playoffs, yeah, you guys are going to be in the top three. And those tanking teams, the Knicks, you know, the whoever else, you guys are going to be picking seven
but
on
see,
down.
That what is the purpose? Why do the drafts even exist in all major sports? Why do they even exist? Because the idea is that you, over a long period of time, you want a balance of power. You want the worst teams not to be worst forever, so they get the higher pick and the second worst gets. That's how it works. That's why they were designed.
It's not working
that way now.
You also want middle tier teams to be able to challenge some of the better teams. If you're a player away, that would certainly help, right?
Yeah, you can get a player at 10, 9, 8, 7. You can get them anywhere.
It's a lot harder to do. 248-539-9797. Is Wojo's little theory here on the lottery just simply bonkers? Is he off his rocker? We'll get to some of your calls coming up. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.